Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. I always say that so fast. KDGO, you know.
Yeah, hopefully you know. Hopefully you have your hearing on, right? Like, yeah. Come on, ears.
Yeah, well, heresy. You know, I've got my hearing aids in, and I still don't hear myself. You know, it's funny because I started, after I graduated Fort Lewis, my first job was on this radio station.
That's awesome.
As a morning drive DJ when it was where Durango Coffee is.
Okay.
And so I did the morning drive show. I sold some ads after I got off the air, and then I played. And during, I was living the dream, you know, and I'd go bike riding. I was on a soccer team. I mean, all these things that we do. So before the break, I asked you, what do you do for fun?
A lot.
Yeah?
Right? I mean, that's why we live here.
Right?
We live here to have fun. So my husband coached up at Fort Lewis College for cycling.
Uh-huh.
When we first met, I had no idea really how to ride a bike except for like up and down our driveway.
Right.
So I started first road biking, and that was terrible. Every time I went out, somebody had to pick me up. I could not make it. So then we started mountain biking, and I really love that. Got a new bike last year, uh-huh. a Giuliana. So, I mean, right? Love Durango.
Yeah.
Love mountain biking. It is hard here. Once we started mountain biking with our son, we had to take him down to Farmington because I was like, little guy, you're not going to make it. Even Three Springs is too hard.
Sure.
So we started him in Farmington, and now he's riding trails up here with us in Durango. But that new bike park, by the way,
I have not been up there.
It is so fun. It's kind of hard to get to by going through Horse Gulch, but it is so much fun. So mountain biking definitely checks a lot of my boxes. And then, of course, you mentioned that Jeep earlier. We have a very large Jeep that we love to take to Moab, and it was actually in the SEMA Auto Show a couple years ago. So we love off-roading, getting out that way. We actually got into that just because I think people think of off-roading in a certain way sometimes, but for us, it was just we love where we live. We love being able to get out to the mountains and being able to do that with somebody that's really little when our son Sterling was small.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the only way. So
sure.
we have that, and we also have a UTV. And then I actually was a barrel racer past life, retired from that not too long ago. So I have my old barrel horse. He's retired from racing, but I still love getting out and trail riding him. And then about 3 years ago, I was on an auction site for slaughter horses, horses going to slaughter, and saw this cute little Palomino, and he ended up buying him sight unseen. We were actually on a trail in Moab. Side by siding and bought him in Texas, got him shipped up here, and he's turned out to be a great horse as well. His name's Trigger, ironically, because he almost went to the meat plant. He was shipping in 2 hours to the butcher plant.
Gosh.
So got him, and he went through a couple trainers here, and everyone said he was ruined, but I kind of just kept working on him, and he's turned out to be a great horse. So
trail riding
on them is huge for me as well.
Yeah.
They get to live at one of these great ranches that I sold not too long ago
So
with my new buyer. So I just love getting out there, man. I mean, that's the purpose of being here. If you're, I tell people, if you want to go to Vail and you want to sit around and talk about your money, go to Vail.
Yeah.
If you want to come here, be a no one,
be
nobody, and just enjoy and recreate, this is the place to be. And I just love being here, love getting out. I mean, and like I said, I'm a typical Durangoan. People say, what do you do for fun? And I'm like, go outside.
Yes. Yeah.
Spend time with nobody. Probably not great for my profession, but that's what we love to do.
You know, it's funny when you say it because I love four-wheeling. You know, I had a Rubicon. It was, you know, stock. I had a Rubicon before. Now I've got my Chevy ZR2. And it's so... I love getting up in the mountains, and I can go by myself, you know, not worry about anything and just disconnect.
Yeah.
And I love doing that. And it's fun because during the week, it's go, 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 go. And then I can just decompress.
Yep.
You know, and people know I was passionate when my son played football. I didn't miss any of his games, especially his college. And I loved, you know, chasing those. And now I'm like, okay, I need a grandkid. So I can start chasing the grandkid.
Well, and that's kind of with us. Like, we only have one kid. And we love, Blackmore Group sponsors Fort Lewis College.
Uh-huh.
And we go up there to all the basketball games in the winter. That's also something we do for fun. They're so fun. Our son loves it. it. Yeah. Even the women's are super gritty as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That, and then also golfing, I thought it was the lamest sport ever. But now it's like when you're golfing, you can't think about anything else. You can't think about real estate or anything. So
yeah. You know, it's funny you say that. I took up ukulele lessons.
Hey,
and
that's
myself,
great.
Casey Lynch, Steve Short, and Beadle Absagan. You know, Steve used to run First National Bank. He was a president there, and Beadle owned the Ore House. And I re-engaged this week to go do, and it was funny because people were like, oh, well, did you enjoy it? And I said, yeah, I didn't think about anything but trying to figure out where my fingers were supposed to move on, and I'm terrible at it, you know.
You'll get better, though.
It's practice, right? Yeah. And it's the repetition, it's muscle memory, but yeah, just doing the things to...
shut your brain off.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And Fort Lewis College, you know, before this job, I was in the athletic office, corporate fundraising, loved that I got to fly with the team and the men's soccer team in 05 to national championship. Yeah. And we brought back the trophy, and that was the highlight of working up there. And the competitiveness of the basketball teams is awesome.
Yep.
It'll be interesting this year because I read that Bob Petrak, they're only returning 3 of their players. So they're in a rebuilding year. So you got to check it out. Support the Skyhawks on all the teams and all the athletics. So,
they do a great job up there.
Absolutely. All right, we got about a minute left. So what's the website one more time?
BlackmoreGroupRealty.com.
And you're located?
We're located at 2901 North Main Avenue.
And how many brokers work for you?
12.
12 brokers.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely. I have an incredible team of agents. They are the absolute best. We would not be where we're at without them. They are genuine, amazing people that you actually have to get interviewed by 3 of the agents in order to become part of Blackmore Group.
Part of the family.
So we want to make sure we only have the best within our walls.
But once you're in, you're
family. In forever, like family for sure.
Ashley, thank you so much for coming in.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
All right,
I appreciate
it,
Jack.
Let's go play.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Have a great day. You're listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM.